my wife brings greeting. Miss Carolyn always asks, when are you going to bring Kathy back? And I said, well, as soon as she retires, I guess. But she's still working and doing some things. So hope she's watching. Hi, baby. I love you, miss. She'll be home tomorrow. And but it's good to be here with you. I always enjoy being here at least two times a year. I have many, many friends that I have become friends with. Some of you I hope to become friends with you. As he said, I'm friends with Bob and Tammy, and I stay at the Sims Hotel every time I come in. It's always a great place to stay. Plus, I get to eat deer stuff. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know what's for some of you deer hunters. You let me down right there. I mean, you know. But so it's always good to be here and hang out with them as well. But I really am thinking that when God gives me a word that I know that I know that I know is for you. Now, not that I haven't preached that before, but how many knows when God gives you something supernaturally that he just really just touches you in a way that, like I mean, there, you know that you know that you know this is for you. And so I have been doing some studying, as I always do, and Lauren started out today, and I just thought, man, she just preached my message as she was speaking. I was like, amen, man. And so I started even writing some things down there. And I'm going to ask this question real quick. How many of you have been a Christian for 20-plus years? How many 10-plus years? How many somewhere in the 5-year range? How many just got saved not too long ago? How many's not saved? Today's your day. Amen. Somebody's like, I ain't gonna raise my hand there. I'm believing everywhere I go this year that someone will turn their life to Jesus. I'm gonna point them to Jesus. So I was studying and preparing, and as I always do, as I've done this morning, I get up and I get my coffee, get my Bible, and you know, it's not technically this Bible. How many reads their Bibles on these things? Come on, y'all, don't act so spiritual. Like, I can't say that in church, that I read my Bible on my phone. Well, we do that. And so I got my phone out and I was reading. And so a few weeks ago, I was reading and just doing my regular reading. I wasn't studying for a sermon. I was just doing, you know, stuff that I do to show honor to God every day. And I come across Mark chapter 5 in my regular reading. How many of you are doing the reading? What readings you all doing in the church? How many's doing that? How many's doing the reading with the church online? Lord Jesus, this is going to be good because God give me a word for you. How many of you read your Bible every day? How many wish you read your Bible every day? Man, it's going to be good Sunday. So I was just going along reading, and I was in Mark chapter 5, and I'll just kind of paraphrase 1 through 20, and I'm going to kind of read. I'll read two verses. I didn't even give the guys in the soundboard. I'll read verse 18 and 19. But I was reading, and I was reading about this guy that was demon-possessed, and he was so demon-possessed, he was living in a graveyard, and people would see him, and when they would see him, he had chains on him, and he's acting. How many knows if someone lives in a graveyard, they're probably crazy? Come on, man. There's something probably that they want to live in. And so he was demon-possessed, and they would put chains on him. And when they put chains on him, he would free himself from those chains and break those chains off. And I began to read that story, and then there were people come. They said, Jesus, here's the guy. He's demon-possessed, and he needs something. And he says, cast that spirit out of him. And he goes to him, and he says, I'm going to cast this spirit. And the demon speaks back to Jesus and said, Jesus asks him, who are you? And he says, my name's Legion, because there's a whole bunch of demons in this guy, and there's a whole bunch of my friends in here, and there's a bunch of things going on, and he said, don't cast me out into certain places. And he said, how about those pigs over there? And he cast the demon out, put him into the pigs, and the pigs then go over the cliff and they die. Then this guy gets delivered. And we've, you know, as being in full gospel churches and Pentecostal churches and people that believe in casting out demons and all those things, and we know that's true and can happen, and you know, we focus on that. But then as I was reading, as I was going, verse 18 and 19 jumped, I mean, it literally jumped off the page and said, I want you to preach along these lines when you go to Believer's Church in Sylvania in February. And it says this, as Jesus was getting to the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. But Jesus said, no, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. Now listen, if Jesus would do something for you like that demon-possessed person and cast out a demon for you, how many knows you would want to hang out with him? Come on, be honest. When somebody does something good for you, won't you want to, you know, we look around on your name tags and find somebody and then do something good for them, and they'll want to hang around you, all right? And so when I thought about that, I thought, you know, as Lauren said, we come here and in life we prepare and we want God to move, and the leadership here is phenomenal. I'm taking some things back to our church where we attend and getting some things that we're doing in our church as well and home church that I'm involved in. And I thought how you all prepare and praise and worship, the soundboard, the leadership, the sign-ins, the people at the door. I mean, I always look forward to people greeting me at the door. Where's the door greeters at? Raise your hand. See? So when they come in, and how many knows it's important when you don't want to come into church like, good to see you. I hope you have a good service. I hope Jesus does something for you. I sure hope Clint preaches a good word today. Right? You want, come on in. Listen to me. I wrote this in my notes. We never know what someone is going through during the week. And we never know when they come to church why they're here. I know the day I got saved, I didn't tell everybody I was there to get saved. The reason I was there was I got caught doing something my mama caught me with and made me go to church. I did not announce it. I did not say, everybody, this is what Kenny Large done last night. I got caught, so mama made me go to church. No, I went in, I walked in the back row, sat down and wanted to mind my own business. Be quiet and do what mama told me to do. Because I love mama's biscuits and gravy. And God wrecked me up that day. September 22nd of 1985, Jesus came into my life. And I thought about this scripture in Mark. And I'll get to the scriptures, guys, that I brought that I'm going to get here in just a moment. That God's leading this way this morning. I mean, it's okay to go the way God wants you to go. And so I thought, here this guy was, and he should like, you know, I want to go with you, Jesus, on the boat. Jesus is leaving. And he done something supernatural for him. And Jesus turned and looked at him and said, no, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful that he was and that he has been to you. Listen to me. Everybody, how merciful has God been to you? How great has God been to you? How good has he done some good things for you? Amen? And Sister Carolyn even said, let me tell you about my Jesus when that song was coming on earlier today. So see, we never know what people are going through. So when I thought about this and I was reading through my regular Bible reading, I come across Matthew one day and in Matthew chapter 4 when Jesus says, you not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of you. Whatever you speak, that's what you live by. So we got to learn to speak the right words. And if we don't speak the right words, how are we going to live that the right way? Amen? So my home church, we're doing a theme this year called the upside down kingdom. And meaning that is when the worldly ways of thinking of doing things, when someone does something bad for you, how does the world think? The world thinks, get them back. How's God think? Forgive them. No way, God. They done me wrong. So it's upside down. Spiritual thinking versus worldly thinking. Forgiveness. How many times the disciples even said, Lord, how many times do I have to forgive them? Seven? Nope. How about seven times 70? Upside down thinking. What about serving? Lord, I want people to serve me. Jesus says, you've got to serve everyone else first. How about when he says, I want to be first? And then Jesus says, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Different thinking. Worldly thinking. So this theme, how about parenting? How many's had a parent? How many's parenting now? How many's getting ready to parent? Saw some pregnant people out here today. See, so these examples of and see, faith, listen to me, faith is not a destination, it's a journey. And we're on this journey. I got this from a friend of mine that had posted something that he said this. We start off, that churches will start you off with milk, but we move you towards steak. That puts the spiritual meat on your bones, then they teach you how to feed yourself. That's what church is about. So let me give you these scriptures. Hebrews chapter 5. We'll start here. Hebrews 5, 13 and 14 said, "For someone who lives on the milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong." 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. So get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit. It says even in hypocrisy, jealousy, all kind of speech. Look what it says, like newborn babies. Remember what Clint said about Lauren and Andrew's son? I mean, how many of you are all the time worried about all kinds of stuff? Be honest. Okay, let me just get where we are. How many worry about when the bills come due? How many worry about when your son or your daughter is out after dark? How many worry about, I'm just trying to think some things, that you hope your car makes it to work? She raised her hand real quick. She's like, that's me. How many have ever driven on May pop tires? They may pop at any time. Some of you didn't know, like, please give me the interpretation of what that is. May pop. Literally, me and my friend one time, we were not doing the right things at the right time, at this time. He literally kept 3 spare tires in the back of his car. And I went to put something in the back of his trunk one day, and I said, we're going on this trip. I said, why do we have 3 spare tires? He said, because we're probably going to have a flat. I said, like 3 of them? He spoke it into existence because we had 3 flat tires. So when we think of that, things like that and our journey, and it goes on to say this, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's goodness. Now I'm going to ask you this question. It's going to get a little bit personal. Earlier I asked you how many read your Bible. How many of you can honestly say, I crave to read my Bible, but you don't read your Bible? Okay, we do that. Paul in Rome, you write this down in your notes. Paul in Romans chapter 7, right along probably verse 13, somewhere on through there. Paul says, I want to do what's right, but my body does what's wrong. Anyone like that? I want to do right. Then he said, it's like a war going on. I want to do what's right. My body wants to do what's wrong. Sometimes I mess up. Sometimes you do good. Sometimes you do bad. But you want to do good. Then bad starts. But then he says the answer in verse 25, Romans chapter 7, 25 says the answer is Jesus. How are we ever going to find the answer if we don't hook up reading what your pastor has guided you to read? I love when I say something like that and no one says amen. See, because we got to understand this. See, we start off milk and we begin to grow. There's so much context. There's so much content and information going on today that it's accelerating in both directions. The internet makes, the internet makes people smarter. Smart people smarter. Internet sometimes makes dumb people dumber. But there's so much information going on. You can literally take your phone or your iPad, computer, whatever you want to do. Matter of fact, you don't even need to type it now. Alexis, tell me why I should read God's Word. And you never know what you're going to get. But when we think about this, listen, you can't hurry spiritual growth. Hang with me. It's developed over time. Brick by brick. See, it's not satisfied with one positive outcome. It isn't impressed by all the other things. We got to take time to build your relationship with Jesus. And listen, I'm going to give you a revelation here. During your time, you're going to mess up. Okay, here we go. How many have ever lost your cool and got mad right after you become a Christian? And then you think, oh my gosh, why did I say that? And then you couldn't wait for Clint or Melody to preach because you can come to the altar or have them run. Let's run. It would be our honor to pray for you. You would run over there. Come on, cast this demon out. All right? So when we think about this, see, we don't settle. And let me say it this way. We have to cook things slowly. Has your grandmother or mom or your wife, or cook something, you smelling it all day long and you want to get into it, but they say, it's not ready yet. Well, it smells ready to me. Let me try it. No, it's not ready. Well, let me just try it. Well, it's not cooked yet. It's like we all are. We're not fully done yet. Let me just say this. You're not fully done until the day you die. God's still working on us. The Holy Spirit is still working on us. So see, we in a world today, I've had people say this, they'll say, please don't get mad at me. They'll say this on Facebook. Will someone please say a little prayer or send me some special vibes? If I want someone to pray for me, I don't want a little prayer. Well, Lord, just bless Clint just a little. Because don't bless him a lot. Because a lot is a lot. I don't want you to bless him more than you do me. That's different thinking. Bless him just a little. How about you praying so much to bless him so much that he can bless you? See, that's the way we get this thinking wrong. And so then I get so frustrated when people will say, send me a vibe. Are we going to go? And it's going to be gone. Like, no. I've never read any translation that says, send someone a vibe. Have you, Clint? I don't even know really what a vibe is. And I'm thinking like, what? Why would you want this vibe? I want God to show up. I want God to show up so much that it casts out demons out of people. The hypocrite will be gone. The bad behaviors will be gone. Those things that are going on will be gone. So when I think about that, I thought we should study and read the Bible because it's God's Word. We should study it because we literally it's God breathed on His Word. Listen, this Word, I'm going to show you just a couple things real quick. Here's what I do, okay? Now, this is what I do. I'm going to give you an example and show you what I do. In my phone, I have a thing called notes. Every year I put a theme in there, and whatever that theme is, whether it's, and this year it's how important it is to read God and study God's Word. So I type that in there, and as I'm reading all year long and I see a scripture, I copy it, paste it, put it in there. Or I put a thought in there. When I preach for Believers Church, I'm not scheduled. This is my first time this year. And whenever, I will already have a note and I will already have in there Believers Church. And I could be driving down the road and the Holy Spirit speaks something to me. I want to write it down. How many remembers everything that God ever gives you? I don't. So I type it in there. I've got so many notes and I got sermon on sermon. And that's the way I do it. All right? So when we read God's word, look at this scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our life. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Is that not what scripture is supposed to do? So every few years I get me a new Bible. I'll tell you what happened to me this week. I got me a new Bible not too long ago. It's called the Wayfinding Bible. I like it. I'm just now starting to mark it up, meaning highlights, notes, things like that. And I was looking for a scripture to preach here. I was digging, couldn't find it. I Googled it. Alexis couldn't find it. I tried everything. But I knew on an old Bible that I had, it was on the left page. And I think God went. So I went to my office. I had a few row of my favorite Bibles. I pulled that Bible out. I opened it up, and I knew it was a certain spot. And I was wrong. It was on the right side of the page. But I found it. I had it highlighted. And I pulled it out. And listen, in other words, it's God's very word. Listen, this is God's very word to you. Then he takes it individually to us, and he takes it as a church. I always ask Clint, what is the theme when I come? Because here's what God's word does. In other words, it's God's very own. See, there are so many questions that we ask, and I wrote down a few just real quick. Listen, I'm going to go through them real quick. What is the purpose to life? Answer's in here. Where did I come from? Answer's in here. Is there life after death? How do I get to heaven? Why is the world full of evil? Why do I struggle to do good? Anyone ever ask those questions? Here's a few more. Here's some big questions that we think these are bigger questions that are practical advice to us. What do I look for in a mate, a husband or a wife? How can I have a successful marriage? How can I be a good friend? How can I be a good parent? You all on parenting, right? How many wants to be a good parent? I'm really not anybody says I want to be bad. Maybe if that's you, need to cast that devil out of you tonight, today. How can I change? What really matters in life? How can I live so that I do not look with regret? How can I handle the unfair circumstances and bad events of life? And how can I live life victoriously? Listen to me. Here's the answer. This word. And it's God breathed. He give us this word. See, we should read instead of the Bible because it is totally reliable. And listen, this word is without error. And listen, here's Kenny Large speaking to you. I don't care what version you read. Do you think God is going to stand? Really, I get so frustrated. And I'm just going to be honest. Can I just be real with you? I get frustrated with Pharisees and Sadducees in 2022 in the church today. Well, you can't read. I had a lady tell me, well, you had that thing up there, this like thing. What is that? I said, it's an iPad. Well, that's not really the Bible. So now I got Bible here. Probably she would find out, well, you're not really reading it from here, so it's not as anointed. Lord, help me, Jesus. But listen, while technology changes, mankind's nature and desires, listen, we go through so many things. We're faced with so many challenges. But listen to me, the Word of God is there to help you. I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you to get on board of what they're reading. Why? It's corporate reading. Because he's probably going to preach along those lines and sometimes certain themes. He may read something and then he feels something birthed in him because a word is spoken to him. Then you can like, man, I just read that. I have read Mark chapter 5 upteen thousand times. Never saw where he told the demon-possessed guy, no, don't go with me. Don't get on this boat. You go tell your family how good. And what would you think if you saw someone that you knew that was living in a graveyard, in chains, and was crazy, demon-possessed, and he showed up at your house all clean cut and like, hey, what's up, Mel? Who in the world is that? It's Kenny. No, that's not the Kenny I know. I shared this with Bob last night. We've got to stop remembering the people, the what they done in their past, and we've got to remember them where God has them at now. Amen. Come on, go ahead. Give it. Go. It's okay. Listen, he thinks I'm not from the South. I am from Kentucky, still in the South. It's good to say, listen, it's good to say amen to me, because when you say amen, I preach better. It's like saying sick him to a bulldog. Someone's holding your hand over there and rebuking him right now. Just kidding. Look at this last scripture. I'm going to quit. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our inner thoughts and desires. Now, I'm going to ask a question here, and it's going to be personal. How many of you sometimes have some thoughts like, where'd that come from? How many of you have ever been sitting in church and had a thought? Like, why in the, don't you know I'm in church? See, the devil is working just as hard to pull you back. A baby don't know. A baby don't know always right from wrong. That's why you have to sometimes, you know, correct them. Sometimes you have to spank them a little bit. I mean, you know, if parents spank kids like my mama spanked me today, my mama's in heaven. But if she was still alive and spanked me in 2022 like she did in 1979, mama would be in jail. Matter of fact, I mean, how many of you ever had to go get your own switch? How many ever got the wrong switch? And mama sent you back and said, you go get a switch that it's going to be a good one. And I'm thinking, I got you a good one. As soon as the first time you swung, it broke. Listen to me. She corrected. She was parenting. She was teaching me. I mean, I went to school before with straps on my legs. That day I made sure to wear long pants. The Bible, listen, will show us what to do. I'm not saying go beat your kids. Some of you are going to go like, I told you, I'm going to beat you. Preacher said it's okay to switch you. I didn't say that. But this word is important. It's important that you hook up with Believer's Church, read what they're reading. I've done it for years. I've hooked up with them. Why? Because he told you earlier, listen to me, I'm connected with you for eternity. Do you hear me? I'm connected with you for eternity. I pray for you. And I, listen to me, I want the very best for you. And not only that, even more than I want it, God wants the best for you. And how are you going to know what the best is if you don't read it? Because we're in the world so long that we hear all these other things and we hear the bad all week long. But God says, I want you to prosper. God said, I want you to be in good health. God says, I want you to be okay. See, if you all come to the instruments, the Bible is a book that is not merely just for reading. It's a book that we study and that we can apply it. And it's like swallowing food when you're chewing. And then we, you know, sometimes when we chew things that we don't like, we'll spit it out. But God wants us to get this word, get this steak in us. So it's a nutrition to our body. It's nutrition to our body. And you know, the Bible is God's word speaking to you. Now, Lauren said something a while ago, and it made me think about something. She said that you've never heard God speak to you. Let me tell you how he speaks to you. This word. And I'm gonna say this, if you don't know, if you want to ask me any questions, I'll be back here at the door as soon as I'm done here, and I'm going to go back there. But listen, if you don't know where to start, I'm going to give you a guideline right now. If you've never read the Bible, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. From Matthew 1 all the way to John. Matthew, Luke, Mark, John, all four of them. Then go back, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Proverbs. Okay? Then you get some wisdom. Then after you're done with that, start at Matthew again and go all the way through to the New Testament till you get to Revelation. Now, there's a reason why I advise people to do that, because when you start giving Revelation, you don't understand everything yet. Then go back and read Genesis all the way through to the end of Revelation. That's my analogy to you if you're going to read through the whole Bible. And don't get hung up on trying to do it all in 1 year. Because somebody knows when you read fast, sometimes you don't comprehend. There's going to be some time when God may say, camp out here. And that's what he done to me. And I'm going to close with this scripture. Y'all stand with me real quick. Hebrews 6:10 says this, "For God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers as you still do." That's what we're supposed to do. That's why I'm here today. That's why I'm here today, because I care for you. That's why I'm here today, to point you to Jesus. That's why I'm here today, to show you that Jesus loves you. That's why I'm here today, to show you the word is important. Everyone bow your head, close your eyes real quick. Is there anyone here, the sound of my voice is Kenny, I do not know Jesus as my Savior. Is there anyone at all, says Kenny, I want to know him today. Today's the day. Would you lift up your hand and say, pray for me right now? Anyone? I won't come right there. I won't embarrass you in any way. Is there anyone at all? As I look, the crowd real quickly. Is there anyone here this morning that says, Kenny, what you spoke to me, I need to read God's word more. I need to be more involved in it. If that's you, lift up your hand real quick. Real quick. Come on. That's me. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel ashamed. I'm not going to point you out. I'm not going to tell the pastor. Anyone else? Say, that's me. Thank you for those hands. Just real quick, and I'm going to turn it back to them. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful church. I thank you, Lord, for this word today that you've given us, Lord, how important it is to pay attention to the word of God. Lord, we need to pay attention to you, and Lord, because of what you've done for so many people that's recorded in the Bible. But Lord, here's what's so amazing about you. You want to do those same things for us. And Lord, there's people out here that's going through some things in their life. There's people that has lost loved ones this week or recently. There's people, Lord, that's faced with some challenges this week, and they're having some parenting issues. There's some people out here that have some marriage issues going on. Some people, Lord, that maybe be struggling at their job. And Lord, I pray, Lord, right now, you touch them. You minister to them right now. You touch their life. And Lord, let us start reading this word, build a brick upon brick, and let it cook a while. And let us grow. And Lord, I just pray that believers, church, will see growth spiritually in these people here today. We say it, believe it, in Jesus' name. Now lift up your hands and give him some praise. Come on, lift up your hands.